everybody, and welcome to the Daily Scoots for the 14th of May. So the 14th of May, the Sun enters Taurus at 1:24. The Sun also makes a parallel to Jupiter, and I went in depth about how that will affect us on the 12th of May. So when the Sun enters Taurus, and again, I've done an in-depth analysis of this, so if you want to check out the longer version, there's a link on the playlist. But yeah, when the Sun's in Taurus, it brings a blend of practicality and pleasure to our lives, and we can sort of like focus on becoming more stable, financial planning, having a bit of sensual pleasure, being a bit more indulgent in our life. And it can kind of bring us a grounded sense of security, infuses us with patience and determination. It's an excellent time to set long-term goals, as I said, and enjoy earthly pleasures like cooking, good surroundings, company, going out eating, cooking a meal, even if you never cook, you know, just having that wild experience of cooking a meal from scratch, or cooking one of your favourite meal, or ordering your favourite takeaway and stuff. But just watch out for being too stubborn and rigid, and, you know, having a resistance to change and reluctant to step out of your comfort zone, and becoming too fixed in your ways, or being too overly materialistic, just being ruthless, overspending, and doing all you can to get money and status at this time can have negative consequences. So the best use of this energy is to remain open for growth and flexibility, build a solid foundation for your future plans, engage in sort of like self-care practices, and strike a balance between stability and adaptability. And you can use the nurturing energy of Taurus to create more harmony and prosperity in both internally and externally, within yourself and in your external environment as well. So, you know, just take some time out to enjoy life's simple pleasures, work towards your long-term goals, and bring more persistence and practicality in your life as well. And, you know, content creators can talk about how we can become more mindful. So meditation techniques, yoga techniques, Tai Chi, and any other stillness practice or anything else that can help us slow down and take in our thoughts and the world around us more. Maybe saving recipes for good meals, giving practical tips for creating a more comfortable living space as well, how we can refine and become more sort of like focused on our creative expression and appreciating nature and beauty itself all around us, talking about how we can build more stability and authenticity into our lives as well, and just, you know, sort of like inspiring others to cultivate, develop their inner strength and go after what they want, and, you know, to build more material and emotional security into their lives. So giving them tips on how to do that as well, and just creating a space for meaningful conversations that nourish the people that listen to you or consume your content, soul and spirit. So yeah, that's the end of the Daily Scoots for the 14th of May.